Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
And on this Wednesday, economic development officials in New York are poised to announce the winners of hundreds of millions of dollars in state funding. The governor, Lieutenant Governor Andrew Cuomo, Kathy Hochul will be on hand in Albany today to make the announcement.
Yeah, it's a little bit like Christmas, isn't it? Especially for those who will get the grants, but some people are going to get coal in their stocking, so be prepared for that. So this is the Regional Economic Development Council, and their process has awarded about $4.5 billion in funding to more than 5,000 projects since it was created back in 2011. The state says this strategy has created or retained 210,000 jobs over that time period, but critics have derided the process as kind of like a Hunger Games competition that pits developers against each other. In 2016, the 10 regional councils split $716 million in awards. Capital Region came in second that year with 116 projects funded for a total of $83 million in funding. This year, the Capital Region Economic Development Council has again submitted many requests for funding, including they're looking for $2.9 million for a big overhaul of some apartments in downtown Schenectady. It's part of this Mill Artisan District, which is this mixed-use project that they want to move forward to rejuvenate Lower State Street. The Capital Region Economic Development Council covers Warren, Washington, Saratoga, Schenectady, Rensselaer, Albany, Greene, and Columbia counties. Some other priority projects we'll be watching to see if they get funded this morning are $5 million towards a redevelopment of the former Starlight Theater in Latham, the $2.9 million for a big advanced manufacturing training facility for Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. The Palace Theater in Albany is looking for $2.5 million towards its big $29 million revitalization. The Schuyler Building in Albany, they're looking for $2.5 million for a big $12 million renovation of that site that's for use by the University of Albany. Capital Roots Urban Growth Center in Troy, also looking for money. Those are just some of the projects. We'll see what happens at 11 o'clock this morning.
Judy Patrick with us each Wednesday, the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.